Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
My dear brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you today about something that many of us are going through right now. Hardship, pain, struggles. Sometimes it feels like life keeps throwing one challenge after another. It feels like the weight is too heavy to carry. And maybe, just maybe, you've thought about giving up. But let me tell you something today. God sees your struggle, and He's getting ready to turn your hardship into abundant blessings. You might be wondering how. How can anything good come out of all this pain? Well, I'm here to remind you that every storm in your life has a purpose. It's not just about the rain and thunder, but about the growth and change that happens afterward. You see, when you're in the middle of a storm, it's hard to see the sunshine waiting on the other side. But God, He already knows the blessings that are coming. You can't see them yet, but trust me, they're on their way. You're not suffering in vain. God has a plan for everything you're facing. In life, we all go through seasons of hardship. Some of us face financial problems. Some of us are battling sickness or dealing with broken relationships. Some of us are feeling hopeless because of the endless struggles. But here's the truth. God never wastes a hurt. He will take that very thing that is causing you pain and turn it into a blessing you never saw coming. I want you to think about that for a moment. Your current situation may feel dark and hopeless, but God can flip it around in a way you wouldn't even believe. He can take your lowest point and use it to lift you higher than you've ever been before. Here's something you need to remember. Hardship is not the end of your story. It's just a chapter. And God is the author of your life, and He is still writing your story. This chapter of hardship will lead to a chapter of victory. This chapter of struggle will lead to a chapter of blessing. You just have to trust Him, even when it's hard to understand. And believe me, I know it's not always easy to trust in the middle of pain. You may be asking, why am I going through this? What's the purpose of my suffering? Let me tell you. God uses hardship to build us, to strengthen us, and to prepare us for the blessings He has in store. Sometimes, we have to walk through the fire to be refined, to come out stronger and more prepared for the abundant life that He has waiting for us. Now, let's talk about the how. How does God take the hard times, the pain, and the struggles in our lives and turn them into blessings? This is something that many of us ask in the middle of our difficulties. We look around and wonder, God, how are you going to take this mess and turn it into something good? First, I want you to understand this. God never leaves you alone in your hardship. He is right there with you, even when it feels like you're by yourself. Sometimes we mistake God's silence for absence, but He's always working behind the scenes. Even when you can't see it, He is setting things in motion that you aren't even aware of yet. Let me share one way. God turns hardship into blessings. He builds your character through the storm. The difficulties you are facing right now are not meant to destroy you. They are meant to strengthen you, to mold you, and to prepare you for what's coming next. You see, before you can handle the abundance, you have to be ready for it. Sometimes God has to stretch us, refine us, and grow us through hardship. So when the blessings come, we are strong enough to carry them. Have you ever noticed that some of the strongest, most faithful people you know are the ones who've been through the toughest battles? That's because God doesn't waste a storm. He uses it to make us stronger, wiser, and more grateful for the blessings to come. You may not understand the why right now, but trust that God is shaping you through every trial you face. Another way God turns hardship into blessings is by opening doors that you never knew existed. Sometimes, we get so focused on what's going wrong in our lives that we don't see the new opportunities God is preparing for us. But when God steps in, He doesn't just solve your problem. He elevates you beyond what you thought was possible. Let me tell you this. Your current hardship is leading to a breakthrough that's bigger than you could have imagined. The very thing that's causing you pain right now could be the doorway to your next blessing. God might be allowing this hardship because He's getting ready to move you into a new season of your life. One filled with opportunities, growth, and abundance. But here's the key. You have to trust Him through the process. You have to believe that God's plan is bigger than the struggle you're facing. You have to keep your faith strong, even when it doesn't make sense, because God is a God of surprises. He loves to bless us in ways we never saw coming. That's why we must remain patient and keep our eyes.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Is open for the new paths He is creating in our lives. The next way God turns hardship into blessings is by teaching you to rely on Him more deeply. Sometimes we get so caught up in trying to solve our problems on our own that we forget to lean on God, but hardship has a way of reminding us that we can't do it all by ourselves. It humbles us. It brings us back to our knees, where we belong, seeking God's help and guidance. And here's the beauty of it. When you rely on God, He steps in and does the impossible. What you thought was unsolvable, He solves. What you thought was unfixable, He fixes. When you reach the end of your strength, that's when God's strength takes over. He wants you to know that your breakthrough isn't something you have to achieve on your own. It's something He will bring about as you trust Him more and more. So, how does God turn your hardship into blessings? He uses it to build your character, to open new doors, and to teach you to rely on Him like never before. He uses it to prepare you for the abundance that is coming. And here's the last thing I want to say about this today. God's blessings are always bigger than the pain you've experienced. When He turns your hardship into blessings, those blessings will far outweigh the suffering you've been through. The joy that comes from God's breakthrough is greater than the sorrow that came before it. That's His promise to us. As it says in Psalm 35, weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. You see, your tears and your struggles are only temporary, but the joy and blessings God has for you are eternal. And also in 1 Peter 5:10, it says, "And the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. God is promising us restoration. He is promising that after we've gone through the hardship, He will bring us into a place of strength, of peace, and of abundant blessings. So, my friends, keep holding on. Your hardship is not the end. It's just the beginning of a powerful transformation in your life. God is turning your trials into triumphs, your pain into purpose, and your hardship into abundant blessings. Stay faithful, because your breakthrough is closer than you think. God is about to do something amazing in your life. Now, my dear friends, we've talked about how God turns hardship into blessings, but today I want to take it even deeper. I want to share with you how to notice when God is about to turn things around in your life. Sometimes we're so caught up in our pain and struggles that we miss the signs that God is getting ready to move in a big way. Let me tell you, there are signs. If you pay attention, you'll start to see them. The first sign that God is about to turn your hardship into blessings is when the pressure in your life starts to feel overwhelming. You may think that this sounds strange, but hear me out. Often, right before God brings a breakthrough, the enemy throws everything he can at you to try and make you give up. The pressure feels unbearable because you are so close to your blessing. Think of it this way. The darkest hour is just before the dawn, when it feels like you're about to break. That's when you know that God is about to step in. The intensity of the struggle is a sign that something is about to shift. The enemy knows you're on the brink of victory. So, he'll try to make you feel like you're losing. But God will always have the final say. So, if you're feeling like everything is pressing down on you, take heart. God is closer than you think. He's watching, and He's about to lift that burden and turn it into something incredible. The second sign to look for is when you start to feel a shift in your spirit. You may still be going through the storm, but inside, you start feeling a sense of peace that wasn't there before. It's like God is whispering to your heart, "Hold on, I'm about to move." This peace doesn't always make sense, because nothing in your circumstances has changed yet. But deep inside, you know, something is different. That's God preparing you for the blessing. When you start to feel calm in the middle of chaos, that's a sign that God is getting ready to turn things around. The peace He gives you is a glimpse of the blessing that's on its way. It's His way of letting you know that the storm is almost over and your breakthrough is coming. In Philippians 4:7, it says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." That peace, the one that doesn't make sense to the world, is a sign that God is working behind the scenes. When you start to feel it, even if everything around you still looks the same, know the change is on its way. The third sign that God is about to turn your hardship into blessings is when you start seeing small victories in unexpected places. Sometimes, God begins to give us little signs of His movement before the big blessing arrives. Maybe a door that's been closed for a long time suddenly opens. Maybe a problem you've been dealing with for years starts to shift, even just a little. These small victories are like breadcrumbs leading you to the big blessing. They're a reminder that God is still working, even if it's not all clear yet. It's easy to miss these small wins if you're only looking for the big breakthrough. But pay attention. The small things are often God's way of telling you, "I'm on the move. I'm working things out for your good." For example, maybe you're struggling financially and out of nowhere, a small opportunity comes to help you with your bills. It might not solve everything, but it's a sign that God is with you, and that bigger help is on the way. Or maybe you've been battling a health issue, and suddenly, you start to feel a little better. It's a reminder that healing is coming. These small blessings are the first signs of the bigger blessing that God is preparing for you. The fourth sign is when you feel a stronger pull to pray and stay close to God. Often, before God brings a big blessing, He will draw you nearer to Him. You'll start to feel a deeper desire to seek His presence, to pray more, and to lean on Him like never before. That's because God wants you to be spiritually ready for the blessing He's about to give you. When you feel that pull, don't ignore it. That's God calling you closer so that you're prepared to receive what He's about to pour into your life. It's like He's saying, "Get ready, my child, because something amazing is coming, but I need you to stay close to me." In James 4:8, it says, "Come near to God, and He will come near to you." When you feel that deep urge to draw near to God, it's because He's getting ready to do something powerful in your life. Stay close to Him and watch how He works in ways you never imagined. The fifth and final sign that God is about to turn your hardship into blessings is when you start to feel grateful, even in the midst of the storm. This one can be tricky because it's not always easy to feel thankful when things are tough. But sometimes, God gives us a sense of gratitude even before the blessing arrives. You start to realize that the struggle is shaping you, that it's not wasted. You start to see that God is using the pain to prepare you for something greater. This shift in your heart is a sure sign that God is about to turn your story around. When you can say, "Thank you, God, even though I'm still in the storm," that's when you know that breakthrough is near. Gratitude in hardship is a powerful thing because it shows that you trust God to do what He promised, even before you see it. So, my friends, pay attention to the signs. When the pressure feels overwhelming, when peace settles in your heart, when small victories start to appear, when you feel a deeper pull to pray, and when gratitude begins to rise. These are all signs that God is about to turn your hardship into abundant blessings. Now, my friends, we've talked about how God turns hardship into blessings, and we've looked at how to notice the signs that God is about to move in your life. But in this part, I want to focus on something very important: what to do while you wait. Waiting can be one of the hardest things we have to do. You know that God is going to turn things around. You've seen the signs, but the blessing hasn't come yet. So what do you do in the waiting? How do you keep going? The first thing I want to tell you is this: keep your faith strong. I know that waiting can make you feel tired, frustrated, or even doubtful, but don't let those feelings take over. Faith is your anchor in the waiting. Even when it seems like nothing is changing, you have to hold on to your belief that God is working behind the scene. Let me tell you, sometimes the greatest test of faith happens in the waiting. It's easy to believe when things are going well, but real faith is believing when you can't yet see the result. It's trusting God when all you have is His promise and nothing else. So, in the waiting, choose faith over doubt every single day. Now, I understand that this isn't always easy. You might wake up some days feeling tired of holding on, but here's what I want you to remember. God rewards persistent faith. When you hold on, when you keep believing, even when it's hard, you are showing God that you trust Him completely. And let me tell you, God honors that kind of faith. The second thing to do while you wait is this: stay thankful. It's easy to get discouraged in the waiting, but one of the most powerful things you can do is to continue to thank God, even before the blessing arrives. You see, gratitude changes your perspective. When you focus on what God has already done for you, it helps you stay positive and hopeful for what's to come. Start each day by saying, "Thank you, God, for what you're doing that I can't yet see." This shifts your mind from what's lacking to what's coming. It's like saying, "God, I don't see the breakthrough yet, but I know you're working, and I trust that the blessing is on its way." Gratitude in the waiting is a powerful expression of faith, and it keeps your heart open to receive God's blessing when it arrives. Another thing you can do while waiting is this: continue to be obedient to what God has called you to do right now. Sometimes we get so focused on waiting for the big blessing that we forget to take care of what's right in front of us. Maybe God has placed some small tasks or responsibilities in your life, and those are part of preparing you for the bigger things to come. Don't ignore the present while you wait for the future. Take care of the little things. Be faithful in the tasks you have now, and God will see that you're ready for the larger blessings. The waiting time is often a training ground for what's ahead. It's where God shapes your character, builds your patience, and teaches you lessons that you'll need when the blessing arrives. So don't rush through it. Be present in the now, and do what you can with what you have. In Luke 16:10, it says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much." This means that your faithfulness in the small things is what prepares you for the bigger blessings God has in store. So, while you wait, be diligent in the things that may seem small or unimportant. God is watching how you handle them, and they're part of your preparation for the next chapter of your life. The next thing to remember while you wait is this: stay close to God in prayer. The waiting season is not a time to pull away from God. It's a time to draw even closer to Him. Prayer is where you find your strength. It's where you renew your hope. And it's where you keep your connection to the one who holds your future in His hands. When the waiting feels long, pray. When doubt creeps in, pray. When you don't know how things will work out, pray. Prayer keeps your heart aligned with God's plan, and it helps you stay focused on His promises rather than your problems. And here's something I want you to understand. Prayer is not just about asking God for the blessing. It's also about listening for His guidance while you wait. Sometimes, in the quiet moments of prayer, God will give you the peace you need to keep going. He may not give you the full picture, but He will give you enough to remind you that He's still in control. So, make prayer a priority while you wait. It's your lifeline, your source of strength, and your connection to God's wisdom. Lastly, while you wait, encourage others who are also going through hard times. It might sound strange, but one of the best ways to stay hopeful in your own waiting is to uplift others who are struggling too. When you take the time to encourage someone else, to speak life into their situation, it also lifts your own spirit. You see, God blesses those who bless others. While you wait for your own breakthrough, you can be a light for someone else. It might be through a kind word, a prayer, or just being there for someone who is hurting. By doing this, you're not only helping them, you're also strengthening your own faith. In Galatians 6:9, it says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." This means that, even in your waiting, don't grow tired of being kind, of helping others, and of staying faithful. Your harvest, your blessing, will come in God's perfect timing. Now, let us come together in prayer, friends. Close your eyes, open your heart, and let's bring everything before God. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, recognizing that you are the one who turns our hardships into abundant blessings. Lord, you see the struggles we are facing, whether they are financial, emotional, physical, or spiritual. We bring all of it before you right now. Father, some of us are feeling the weight of these burdens, and the waiting has become so difficult. But we trust that you are always working for our good, even when we can't see it. Lord, we pray for those who are struggling financially. We ask for your divine provision. You are the God who supplies all our needs. For those who are worried about paying their bills, keeping their homes, or providing for their families, Lord, we ask for your hand to move in their situations. Open doors that they didn't even know existed. Bless them in unexpected ways. Bring opportunities for financial breakthroughs, for jobs, for income, and for stability. Calm their anxious hearts, Lord, and remind them that you are their provider, that you are Jehovah Jireh, the God who sees and provides. Father, we also lift up those who need healing today. You are the great healer, the one who mends broken bodies and heals hurting hearts. For anyone struggling with illness, chronic pain, or any health condition, we ask for your healing touch right now. Let your healing power flow through their bodies. Restore them to full health. Lord, where doctors have given up, you can still work miracles. We trust you for complete healing, both physically and emotionally. Give strength to those who feel weak and hope to those who are discouraged. Lord, we also pray for protection. In a world full of uncertainty and danger, we ask for your hand of protection to cover us. Protect our homes, our families, and our loved ones. Keep us safe from harm, from accidents, from illness, and from anything that seeks to bring us down. Guard our minds from fear and fill us with peace. Let your angels surround us wherever we go, and let us always feel your presence with us, knowing that you are our refuge and fortress. Father, we ask that you help us trust your timing. We know that you are never late, and that everything happens according to your perfect plan. Teach us to be patient in the waiting, to hold on to hope even when things seem delayed. Give us the strength to keep believing that our breakthrough is coming, that our situation will turn around, and that you are preparing something greater than we can imagine. Help us to trust you, Lord, even when it feels hard. Remind us that you see the bigger picture, and that you are working all things for our good. Let our faith grow stronger in this waiting season, knowing that you are faithful to keep your promises. For those who feel hopeless today, Lord, renew their hope. For those who feel overwhelmed by their problems, give them peace. And for those who feel lost, guide them back to you. Show us all, Father, that you are still in control, and that you are making a way for us, even now. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. Thank you for being the God who turns hardship into blessings, the God who heals, provides, protects, and loves us beyond measure. We trust you with our lives, and we know that your plans for us are good. We believe that our breakthrough is on the way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.